you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's a Crabby Tuesday here with a Liquid U on crabdiving.com, hurling at you from Los Angeles, California, and Gulf Breeze, Florida at the same time via the magic of science and Nikola Tesla and shit. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. If you're listening to us live, it's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little after 5 p.m. out east. And if it ain't between those times, you may be listening to a rerun, but it's going to be as fucking good either way. Thanks for listening to us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I am live from the smaller guest room because I do not have a child.
I just turned your volume up a little bit more, too, again.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the show. Happy birthday to my youngest brother, Jason. I forgot to mention that yesterday. I was remiss.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes.
How old?
He was born in the year 1984, the year George Lucas shit all over his franchise, Star Wars, by creating Ewoks.
Ah. That was not the Jar Jar Binks year.
No, no, no. A lot of people think that's the first time Lucas kind of jumped the shark. The Ewoks.
The little teddy bear things for those who, you know, I mean, there can't be. Everybody knows Star Wars, right? I mean, even kids these days even know Star Wars.
What are Ewoks? Fuck you, Junior.
Right. I don't know what the equivalent now would be.
I don't know. Do people know what Trebles are? Tribbles.
I would hope so. The Star Trek deal?
Yes.
There was there's a lot to them. They were just a little, like you just put a little a fur sock over a rock. And that was a tribble.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Easy for the art department.
Oh, yes. They love those.
How's the, it's a lovely day here in Southern California. The sun is out. The birds are, a few minutes ago, it was nice to hear them chirping. Now it's kind of annoying as fuck because they're really loud. And there's a gaggle, a herd, a flock, what do they call?
A murder.
Murder. That's the one I was trying to think of. Crows.
A murder of crows.
Across the way.
A coven.
There's then, and apparently there's some crow bullshit going on because one of them's yelling and making weird noises, and a couple of them are like dive bombing each other, and it's a whole crow melodrama going on.
Maybe there's just straight up assholes. They're asshole birds.
I think they are assholes, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Of the bird kingdom.
That's right.
What's it like there in Floridia?
It is foggy. The fog is rolling in from the Gulf of Mexico that Dick Cheney poured a shit ton of oil into.
See.
Way back when.
A foggy day in Gulf Breeze Town.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
I'm all fired up. I want to go bomb the shit out of Iran, don't you?
Did you give a little bit of a listen to the de facto... Well, the apparently... The Republican president of our United States, Benjamin Netanyahu, when he spoke today.
Hello, BB.
With the herd of cats and assholes
Oh, God.
In the Congress, I think it ended up being like 60 total Democrats were like, fuck this, we're not going.
Yeah. MSNBC reported Nancy Pelosi to be visibly uncomfortable.
Was she?
Yeah, that's what they said. That was a headline. A headline they flashed across the bottom of their screen at one point.
Maybe she's a little gassy.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, there was a they had something at the House commissary that just didn't sit with her really well. Yeah. The really just a ridiculous all the reviews on BB's terror fest of trying to make everybody afraid that the Iran is gonna when nobody's looking, all of a right. sudden in 5 minutes they're gonna be like, "Well, we have bomb."
I know. I listened to most of it on mute. I was busy working for the man, but I did unmute it, and I swear to God, this is the clip I hear. I heard, "Iran will have nuke, and it will not be a good thing."
Yeah. That's you're done. You're absolutely 100% done. In fact, here. Here's,
now, can you hear that? Can you hear that in the background? Both dogs, my brother's youngest dog, Sonny, which is a gigantic beast, and the little dog, it's a miniature, I forget, a miniature
Schnauzer?
Something.
Schnauzer, right?
Schnauzer. They just started barking their faces off for some reason.
I can barely hear it.
Maybe there's an axe murderer. Who knows?
It could be. It's a Republican.
Oh, yes. I knew it. See, that scares me. I don't want these right-wing nut jobs to figure out where we broadcast our effete liberal shit from.
It's like, in Gulf Breeze, it was easy to track them down.
I could smell the hippiness.
So I was just getting ready to play the Bibi Netanyahu clips. Here we are.
Iran totally sucks.
Yeah, that's good. You know, that's kind of it. They're coming. They're going to blow up everybody, and we should go bomb them.
Eat me.
Here is a little bit. This is just it was a 40-minute speech or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, punctuated by the Republicans standing up like they had hemorrhoids every five minutes.
He did a tight 45. He did a headliner set, BB.
Headliner set. And so here's a little bit. Here's just this is all you need to know about the whole fucking speech from Bibi Netanyahu. Here he goes.
Now, if Iran threatens to walk away from the table, and this often happens in a Persian bazaar, call their bluff. They'll be back because they need the deal a lot more than you do.
You notice that? If this often happens in the Persian bazaar. It was a slam at Persians.
Yeah. Is he racist?
I think he might have.
You know, between you and me, I'm a bit of a bigot.
All right.
Don't tell anyone.
So yeah, even there, he's already, you know, and you know they're going to make a deal with you, and this happens often at the Persian bazaar, because they're Persians, they're going to fuck you.
Yes, never trust a Persian.
So here we go, a little more. Listen to the applause.
And by maintaining the pressure on Iran, and on those who do business with Iran, you have the power to make them need it even more. My friends, for over a year, we've been told that no deal is better than a bad deal. Well, this is a bad deal.
This is a bad deal. So... And but we don't even know what the deal is. They're negotiating.
You don't need to know.
He doesn't want to talk.
It is a bad deal.
Yeah, he just wants to whip out the big schlong of hellfire.
Pardon me while I whip this out.
Even if he does, though, who knows? He might. He's been seemingly making a whole career out of, you know, fear mongering. It's like he's like our Republicans over here, the right wing nut jobs running around. It's ISIS firing up the Nebraskans for the huge terror threat that's facing them right now.
Never fire up the Nebraskans. That's the worst thing anyone can do. Not Nebraska.
Just adjusting.
Oh, yes.
A little bit of the adjusting kind of stuff.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the adjustment, as does our listeners.
Another tiny wee bit. Right. So here's the end of BB's.
This asshole just wants to blow up the world.
Well, it wants us deal, to blow up the world.
Yeah, yeah.
For him.
Right. It's not a good deal unless there's a mushroom cloud in Tehran.
Right.
Fuck him.
And here is the end of this little clip, which basically is the whole speech, you know. Iran's a bad deal. We can't do it. Hickory dickory dock.
It's a very bad deal. We're better off without it.
Oh, God. Now the Republicans are... John McCain's trying to adjust the boner in his pants and hide it. And,
that's the
Lindsey McCain's always hard. So I mean Lindsey Graham is always hard. So
Lindsey's like, hey Johnny, want me to adjust that for you?
Yeah, I should teach you how to wear a dance belt to the joint meeting.
Listen, adjusting, that's not a worse image you've ever painted for our listeners than John McCain. Adjusting his disgusting
boner.
Erection.
I'm assuming it still works.
Right. I heard when Viagra was invented, there was no one sadder than John McCain's wife. She was like, oh, Jesus.
I think there were a lot of wives that could fall into that category.
Yeah,
and were
yeah.
like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Viagra, what does it do?
Right.
I'm going to go kill myself. Honestly.
So BB gave his speech in front of Congress, saying, you know, we need to blow up the, don't listen to them. But every review that I've read says he didn't say anything. He screamed, oh my God, this is a bad deal. But even the administration of Barack Hussein Obama.
Quit saying his middle name.
The administration is kind of saying, well, what do you got instead? We got to talk to these people. What do you want us to do? Right now, should we just bomb the fuck out of Iran? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, Obama, he's one of these guys where his diplomacy doesn't necessarily include igniting a nuclear weapon. What a pussy.
Right. So, once again, Netanyahu, or, Boner, shit on the president, first of all, by having this dude in.
Right, right.
Nancy Pelosi was quoted as saying she was near tears.
Yes.
Nancy
Pelosi can cry. I didn't know that.
Her face doesn't move.
Yeah,
but I think the tear ducts. I'm not sure with the. I'm not sure the Botox kills the tear ducts.
You know what they did? They're like, Nancy's like, listen, I got to come off more charismatic. I need these tear ducts widened.
Right.
I need another eighth of an inch. I can't squeeze one drop of saline out of this motherfucker.
And if if I tell them. I was near tears.
Not good enough.
She said that she was saddened by the I was near tears throughout the prime minister's speech, saddened by the insult to the intelligence of the United States as part of the P5 plus one nations. I don't know what that
means. What the fuck does that mean?
Probably bullshit group of nations.
How do you insult the intelligence of a country where we have James Inhofe. He brings snowballs right. to throw at people.
Have you listened to our show? the fodder we use every day.
Don't worry about our intelligence. You can't insult it.
She said she's saddened by the condescension toward our knowledge of the threat posed by Iran. So, Bibi has been screaming. There was a funny, there's memes all over the fucking place about
meme.
It.
Meme.
I saw one on Tumblr. And go to Crab Diving Tumblr. We're all over the fucking place, all over social media. G+, Google+, Facebook, Tumblr.
The World Wide Web.
Growler. Is there a Growler? I don't even know.
Yes. We're on Growler and Scruffster and Grindr.
There is a new one starting called Whippler, though.
What is that?
It's 50 Shades of Grey shit.
Okay. Yay. Who wants to get tied up? Right. That seems safe. I met a stranger on an app. He's going to come over here and chain me to the wall and beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, right.
I'm normal.
I like to have clothespins on my testicles.
Yeah. That's what the internet's for. Thank you, Al Gore, bringing those people together.
President Obama said, as far as I can tell, there was nothing new. That's my favorite response.
I like funny Obama.
Well, actually, that's not my favorite response. Okay. My favorite response is the next clip I have.
Awesome.
Which comes from commie pinko liberal effete MSNBC.
Yay.
And it is Chris Matthews. Chris Matthews not holding back here.
I can't wait.
On his opinion of what this is all about. I forget the name of the guy who's tossing the question to Chris, but this is one of the other MSNBC anchors or something like that.
Do you think that this was is Netanyahu right, that the president can't be trusted on getting a secure deal out of Iran?
Well, that's, I'll get to the heart of this speech now. This man from a foreign government walked into the United States legislative chamber and tried to take over U.S. foreign policy.
He walked into the legislative chamber and tried to take over foreign policy. Not happy.
No. There's nothing better than an unhappy Chris Matthews. If I ran MSNBC, I'd be like, wow, we're doing this broadcast, and the guy that easily screams and yells and beats on the desk seems happy today. Somebody ruined it.
One of my favorite times was I was watching the day that he had to announce that his show was getting cut down to an hour to make room for, like, Chris Hayes, I think it was, or something like that. And it was like, they want him to be all excited about the new show and everything. But he was like, there's some changes going on here in MSNBC, and we're going down to an hour. Going to be here 5 to 6 or whatever, his hours are. And those of you who are going to be looking for us, at that other time, we'll be here. he was so pissed that he was getting chopped down an hour, it seemed, for fucking Chris Hayes.
You ever see Frank Sinatra's kid with Chris Matthews on MSNBC together? Have you ever seen that?
I don't know that I have.
It's kind of. By the way, Frank Sinatra's kid, what's his name?
Ronan Farrow, allegedly.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. That is his name. The alleged part is the paternity.
He honestly looks just like Blue Eyes. I don't give a shit. He looks just like Frank Sinatra. And we got to take that.
Mia Farrow and Frank Sinatra had a kid. Kind of look like Ronan Farrow.
He does not look like Woody Allen in the least.
If you look at young Woody Allen pictures, kind of put him next to it, you're like, oh, he's got his dad's... he's got his dad's.
If Woody Allen ever looked like Ronan, Woody Allen would not have had the career he had. I don't give a fuck. If he would have grown up a very good looking, like, dude, like a newscaster type, Woody Allen never would have been that funny.
What's your prediction on the Woody Allen TV show?
Oh, God, it'll suck. Right? I mean, that's just me being negative. Maybe. Maybe it'll be good. It'll suck ass. What are you kidding? I don't know. But Ronan Farrow did something where he interviewed Chris Matthews about something. And the way he introduced Chris Matthews, it would be like, it was like how you introduce a president, a dignitary. I mean, he licked his asshole like nobody's business.
Really?
And, yeah, and you can see Chris Matthews' face. He was smiling. He kind of looked down. He looked back at the camera. He's like, thanks. And he said a spiel, but I saw someone that did not want to fuck with Chris Matthews in the least.
I think he's, I wonder what he was like in politics. Because he was like chief of staff to, oh Christ, who was the Speaker of the House under Reagan? The big Tip O'Neill.
Oh yeah.
I think he was like he was a speechwriter for somebody, and then he ended up being chief of staff or something for Tip O'Neill, or on the staff, or chief aide, or something, you know, some dude.
God,
like that,
he's a speechwriter. I mean, I guess, when do you go to Chris Matthews if he's a speechwriter? When you need to, I guess, yell at somebody.
I guess. I mean, what qualifies one as a speechwriter?
I bet he's good. God, I bet he's a great speechwriter, though. I don't know. Yeah, maybe we should get a gig doing that.
Although some of the promos on some of the MSNBC websites that they do, where he does that one where he says, I went over to my life change in Africa. I guess he did Peace Corps. And then something about, I was in my 20s when life missions were accepted. It's like, wow, someone's got a little self-importance going on.
Is Chris Matthews, has he been to therapy or something? I mean, are we now seeing a kinder, gentler Chris Matthews?
Maybe. I mean, although he seems like he's not giving total fucks. Here's a little more.
Okay. He said, you should trust me, not your president on this. I am the man you should trust. I am your true leader on this question of U.S. Geopolitics. To protect yourself, you must listen to me and not to this president. It was a startling situation to allow someone to come in knowing that that was going to be their message in the chamber of the U.S. Congress. This was a decision made by and sir.
It cut out there for a second. He says Boehner. This was a decision made by Boehner. Is who he's pissed off at.
Boehner.
So, Chris Matthews just pissed off, saying that this was somebody a foreign leader coming to our country and saying, don't listen to your president, listen to me.
It's tacky.
Is what this
At
was.
The very least, it's tacky and tasteless. But, you know, what do you expect from that party? White trash. Sorry.
Imagine the opposite. Imagine during the Bush administration, Pelosi invites over, I don't know. How about the head, or was,
what's the guy with the Boonga Boonga party? The Italian dude. Berlusconi.
Invited Berlusconi over. Or,
without Bush's permission, right? Or blessing.
Well,
or whatever.
Yeah, right before elections and shit, and it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Give it up for BB to totally politicize the idea of nuking the shit out of a bunch of people.
And I saw a poll taken yesterday or recently in the it was published in some of the Israeli an Israeli paper.
Yes,
that said that they were asking, well, with the upcoming elections, you know, what do you think is most important to the Israeli people right now? And a whopping 10% are worried about Iran.
So
Bibi's running around screaming,
right?
Iran, 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 Iran. These memes that they have all over the place. 1996, Bibi Netanyahu. Iran is going to have the bomb in 2 years. 1998, Iran, 2-3 years, they're going to have the bomb. 2001. Oh, in any day now, they're going to have the bomb.
My God.
He's been screaming this for a couple of decades now.
Don't people see this? Do they not understand this? This guy's full of shit.
No. Are you kidding me? This is something else to hate Obama over.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Obama, the secret Muslim that he is going to side against the Jews, of course, because he's anti-Semitic. Did you see on, I don't even have this clip, I should have downloaded it, but there was that, I think it was that horrible Outnumbered show.
No, stop it. I can't take it.
Regardless, it was that moron, pond scum, oil-tainted pond scum, Andrea Tantaros.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say Keith Abloh.
No, and she said, what were we talking about? Wait.
We were talking about Obama, totally a Muslim.
I was trying to find the, I was trying to find the clip, but I can't. Anyway, it's, she said that, now, she did one of these Fox things. I'm just asking a question. She literally says that because they call her on it. She goes, do you think, this administration is anti-Semitic? And even one of the other idiots on the panel was like, oh, well, I mean, you can't really. And she's like, no, I'm not saying.
I wasn't there.
I'm just asking. That's honestly what she says. No, I'm not saying. I'm just asking.
Right.
Could it be? Because everything they do shows that they hate the Jews.
Right. And Obama, you know, he's a Muslim.
Right.
You know, I hear Obama keeps a collapsible prayer rug that folds down to the size of a playing card. And whenever he needs to, you know, face Mecca and do whatever, he just throws that thing out and it expands in the air.
He's just got two little prayer rugs sewed to the inside of his knees.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's better. Inflatable prayer rug.
He just goes down on his knees then and nobody can see. Maybe he's got one the size of a card that he puts his head on. Nobody.
Right.
This is the mindset, though, that, I'm just asking. What if Obama, what if these guys are anti-Semitic?
Yeah,
what if they just
hate
Jews?
Just follow me on this for a second. What if Obama's the Antichrist?
Well, that one, too, recently.
Oh, yeah.
There was a... I have to say it was Fox, but I can't guarantee.
Yes.
But there was some alleged news organization that somehow printed that Obama was the Antichrist. And then... But then they had to print a retraction. So
how
it's like,
know?
Obama... Obama is not the Antichrist.
That is hilarious. I wish there was not anybody to give a shit. I would love for there to be a rumor. Yeah, Ryan Pfeiffer, total Antichrist. I'd be like, yes, it's true. I admit it. I am the Antichrist.
Right. Give me a baby to eat.
I wish Obama would just cop to it. Barack, just admit it. We know you're the Antichrist, okay?
That would be amazing. Like his
yes.
His last speech.
Right.
Just even to fuck with him, be like, I've ordered the National Guard to surround Washington.
Right.
I will be assuming authority.
Yes.
Everybody, soon there will be a knock at your door. Your local homosexual will be there to present your starfish to for the mandatory butt raping.
Organized rapings in every city center.
If you're pregnant, throw those legs open. We've got a coat hanger for you.
We're coming for your babies. There's a group of Mexicans with prayer rugs and drugs and guns shoved up their assholes, streaming over the border as we speak. And we've already confiscated your guns, you stupid assholes. I'm the Antichrist.
Breitbart.
Oh, yeah. Chemtrails.
So I'm sure if we try to see
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Half of the Crab Cracker News Network. Half of it is you're in the Florida offices.
I'm on location.
Of the crab diving studios.
I am a half mile away from the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh.
If anyone gives a fuck.
Mexico.
Yes. I can see Mexico. I see it. It's right over there.
No surprise at the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal. Huffington Post. BB Bluster, so it's just all about thunders against potential Iran deal. Over 60 Dems boycotted, it says.
Why didn't they all boycott it? What's wrong with them? Are they pussies?
A lot of people are saying that it may well have done Netanyahu and his allies more harm than good. Like, a lot of people back in Israel aren't real thrilled with his performance.
Oh, that's sad. I'm sad for you, BB. Don't you love doing his voice?
BB.
I wish he'd run for president over here. God, we get so much. That'd be great. No. Wait. We don't want him in charge of anything. He wants to fucking nuke a country.
They're going to get the bomb.
You know, I don't mean to derail us here, but isn't it ironic that we're worried about a nuclear Iran when we're the ones that want to blow them off the face of the fucking planet? Sorry.
That was I read an interview with Noam Chomsky. They love
Burn in Hell.
Oh yeah, they love him on the right. But God, he makes just so much sense. He said it's really neither in Iran's or Israel's nor America's best interest for Iran to have a nuke. They're not so worried about Iran lobbing it at Tel Aviv.
Right.
You know, the instant they get the enrichment, woohoo, we can finally level the infidels. That's not going to happen. Because, first of all, it would be almost impossible for them to do that. Somehow we'd know, and the hellfire of the rest of the world would rain down upon them before they could even count down from 100.
Right.
It would be crazy.
Right. And are you saying we would be alerted in the war room like in Dr. Strangelove?
We can see an ant take a shit in the desert with these satellites. There's no way in hell they would be able to just hide a missile.
Look at that. There's an ant taking a shit. Enlarge. Hilarious.
So, look at the resolution you can get on fucking Google Images or Google Earth right now.
That's the best. When the Google Earth car or whatever.
Well, I mean the satellite version.
Oh, okay.
Like looking down or Google Earth? That is Google Earth. Or something like that. I don't know.
Google Earth, yeah.
But you can zoom down and see the top of your house and your fucking car. You can see people walking. And that's the unclassified version.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the classified resolution they have. I really think they're going to know when it happens, if it were to happen. But what the America and the Israelis are worried about is Iran having a deterrent. And then we can't whip our big nuclear dicks around at them anymore.
Nuclear. My nuclear wiener. God, we're hypocrites. We're horrendous hypocrites that just want to nuke everybody.
Yeah, we want to have the biggest sword in the Mideast. We ain't thrilled about them getting a nuke as a deterrent.
Yeah.
Because now, idiots like that moron in Arkansas who was like, I would just take those tactical nukes and get rid of ISIS that way.
Oh, that guy's so fucking stupid. Well, where? Where do you send them?
Exactly.
What do you want to blow up, dummy?
Dear ISIS.
Right.
Here is a gift for you. Please press the red button. Ignore the countdown.
Right. Why don't we go get Jihad Johnny?
God, so fucking stupid.
Do you see that guy, Jihad John or whatever, who's all over the news?
The Brit.
Yeah, yeah. He's got that Pittsburgh Pirate hat on. Weird.
Oh, in one of the pictures?
I'm just glad. I'm so glad he's not a Cubs fan. That would just be the ultimate blow to the franchise. I mean, talk about cursed.
Although, speaking of, did you see, I think I put this on our Facebook. Give us a like on the Facebook page. Join in the conversation there, facebook.com/crabdiving. Also,
Randy.
Also, run the Twitter at crabdiving is our handle there. Tweet us, twat us, love us.
Yes.
The when you speak of the Cubs, did you see those Benham brothers, those two hateful morons that were going to have some look at us, we flip houses show?
My God. I hate these people.
On HGTV, and then everybody kind of looked up shit they've said and shit they believe. They're not real homosexual friendly.
Yeah.
They're right-wing nutjob Christian ninnies. And their father, who I guess transition to his story next, is really one of the most vile humans on the face of the earth. He's the one who advocates and has personally busted into Unitarian church service, protesting it, saying this is the devil. These are their church services. This is as if somebody kicked in a Christian fuckwad academy on Sunday or morning and started screaming, this is all bullshit. That would never happen. I would scream against that.
Yeah. It's horrendous.
So these two idiots, one of them said that he was able to save a gay man. Here's what he posted. We had so many people from the gay community reaching out to us. Who's reaching out to them?
I want to know names on that one, by the way. I want to see a list of people that...
Well, we understand you hate gay people. I'd love to have a beer.
You hate my existence. You think I'm going to burn in eternal hell. Want to get a drink?
One man in particular from the city of Chicago reached out, and he said things to me that made me lose my appetite. But I simply responded in love. After a little conversation back and forth, I found out he loved baseball, and I got him tickets to a Cubs game. He shot me a Facebook post and said, I was not expecting that, and I've been thinking a lot about this. I've chosen to walk away from my lifestyle.
Wow, well, those must be some great seats.
Fucking Cubs will do that to you, though.
Yeah. I mean, I've never known anybody to love baseball so much as to, reject everything you're attracted to for it. I mean, it's odd.
So somebody who's a big homosexual sends a letter that makes him want to throw up. He's like, here's some Cubs tickets. And the guy's like, okay, I'm done with dick.
Right. Yes.
Because of your generous gift of loser baseball.
Well, a lot of people think for the Cubs it's going to be a magical year.
Well, I think that was last year this happened.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think he got him. I don't know that he got him once for this year.
I got to tell you, but I don't mean to interrupt the story, but the potential of that infield this year, first base Rizzo, and in the corner that Chris Bryant.
You're getting your hopes up. It's just so sad.
As soon as we get Addison Russell and shortstop catching every fucking ball, and that Castro on second base, that's an unbeatable team. I mean, that team can do amazing things. Now, I don't think it's going to change.
Powerhouse team on paper leads Cubs to record loss streak.
Yes, but thinking, still manages to sway my sexual orientation. Amazing.
Thinking of a May headline.
John Lester made me ungay.
Well, some of the comments and the tweets about that shit were funny because it's like one guy even put on our Facebook, well, what's going to happen to me if I go to the Sox game?
I love it. Oh, you're going to be sucking so much dick.
I mean.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So the Benham brothers, Saban, apparently have found the real gay conversion therapy. Just send somebody to go see the Cubbies.
Oh, my God. And, you know, I was just thinking about that. The nerve, the gall of HGTV to even, like, consider having a bunch of homophobes on their fucking network makes me nuts. I mean, it's the Home and Garden television network. I'm not saying, I don't mean to make generalizations, but you're going to have a lot of interior designers watching that show because it's their thing. Now you're going to put a big homophobe on there? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
So their father, who isn't, I'm looking it up right now. Isn't his name like Fuck Benham or dude?
Yes.
I think it's Flip.
My name's Fuck, spelled with a PH, okay?
I really do. I think it's Flip Benham.
By the way, I believe that's a Vietnamese name. Fuck. It might be pronounced Phuc, but it's P-H-U-C-K.
Yeah. So, oh, here Tay is. Flip Benham.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Was, here it is.
God, Flip. Flip Benham, can you imagine? You're bringing a child onto this goddamn planet, and you're like, God, honey, what do you want to call him? Oh, how about Flip? Perfect. Flip.
He was at, where the hell was he at?
Was he at the Fault Line at Melrose in Vermont? In L.A., it's a leather bar.
It's southern town of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte.
Yesterday, they failed to pass anti-discrimination ordinance.
God.
You know, these are these dangerous bills sent straight from the urethra of Satan.
Perfecto.
That would dare to make people, like, treated equally.
How, yeah. I mean, it is the, you know, it's the, what is this, 21st century? 20th century, whatever? Maybe it's about time we start, stop being assholes to people.
These add LGBT protections to the list of protected groups, along with religion, race, and all that stuff. Well, we can't have that.
Yeah, I don't want no more of that protected group. I hate it.
The big thing that they've used to rile up the people is the T part of the LGBT, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, God.
Because they were pissed off by the fact that, well, obviously then some guy's going to throw on a dress and some fake titties and go sit in the girls' room and diddle my little snowflake.
Oh, yes. Yes, your ugly child. Yes. Hey, asshole, you're being ridiculous. I hate that argument.
So, Flip Benham, who is most known for being the anti-abortion fuckwad from Operation Rescue, is that what it was called, or something like that? Or horrific, terroristic style, nasty, horrific people who protest these poor women who are making healthcare decisions, just trying to go to a fucking clinic.
Dude, they're going to the doctor. Could you imagine? You're on your way to the doctor. That's no fun. And then you got to drive through a ring of protesters. I mean, hopefully, if we do find out there's a heaven and a hell, I mean, I hope they're frying. I mean, no offense, guys.
I'm reading from Wonkette, which is a great...
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, it's a great snarky liberal blog. They say, anti-abortion freak show Flip Benham. Failed father figure to the hot wannabe HGTV Aryan bigot twins.
Oh, Who wrote that? That is.
Hold on. Evan Hurst.
Evan.
Kudos to Evan Hurst on Wonkette.
I'm clapping for you, Evan. That's fucking good, man.
God damn, man.
Oh, read that again. I'm so sorry. I just want to hear it.
Anti-abortion freak show Flip Benham. Failed father figure to the hot wannabe HGTV Aryan bigot twins, who look like something out of a Bruce Weber photo shoot, was on hand. So this is at the courthouse, or the city council. Yeah. Where they heard these speakers. Well, this Flip Kunstein, whatever his name is, was
no
there.
No one likes him.
And there are reports that there were confrontations with transgender people who were there using the bathrooms. You know, because they were speaking too, for
right.
in favor of the ordinance.
This is insane.
Well, this fuckwad, Flip Benham, who has been convicted of stalking local abortion doctors.
What a dick.
Confronted a 17-year-old transgender girl.
Oh, my God.
Olivia says she went to use the women's restroom on the second floor of the government center. Inside, everything was fine. The adult women in the restroom, nobody looked twice. Nobody said anything. Nobody climbed over to stall to see what she had going on down there.
A shit was not given.
She didn't crawl over the stall and look at anybody's vajayjay. She didn't drag a child into the stall with her.
No one was abused or beaten.
When she came out, however, she was confronted by this shit drizzle.
Yes.
Saying, young man. Young man. You shouldn't be in that restroom. Calling her a punk. Called her a pervert. Said, how can you do that? Where there's kids. Quote, he was in the bathroom with the kids. That boy was in with our girls, he yelled.
God, this guy's stupid. What an asshole.
So the I don't even know what the final, maybe they were just listening. Oh no, they of course they shot it down. What am I saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's just I don't even know what to say. It's so heartless. The idea that, okay, you're going to discriminate against this person because they're transgendered. And on top of that, you're not going to let them go to the bathroom anywhere. I mean, honestly, what's wrong with us?
Well, and if she went into the men's room, they'd flip out.
So what? God.
He was in the bathroom with the kids. Yeah. That boy was in with our girls.
Oh, my God. We know. Believe me, we know. Your children are so fucking precious.
There's a picture of him from a previous protest. He's got a picture, or he's got a sign that says, homo Nazis are destroying the nations our vets bled for. Homo Nazis.
Oh, my God. That's a t-shirt?
It was a sign. I'm sure you could get it done as a t-shirt, though, if you wanted to. Go to flipbenham.com.
Right. I tell you, geez. I mean, that's... Homo Nazis. That's ridiculous.
Here's another great one. This one is really... It's difficult to even believe this
right.
one. But, I mean, it's all over the place. Apparently, it's really easy to file a ballot initiative here in California if you got a couple $100.
Oh.
And then you got to go get signatures. You got to get enough
right.
signatures.
That's the shitty part.
So you can file away. It's you have to yeah. get 365,000 signatures. So a Christian activist named Matt McLaughlin here in fucking California, of all places. Is filing a... filed a document called the Sodomite Suppression Act.
Stop it.
How long do you think he obsessed over that one?
What are we going to call it? Sodomite Suppression.
Oh, I like that one. It's very alliterative.
That sounds like a wrestling move. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. The Sodomite Suppression Ballot act. Initiative.
Yeah, it's the Sodomite Suppression Act.
Oh, okay. It's an act.
Penal Code Section 39.
Oh, my God.
A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sounds like vaudeville. This whole thing sounds like vaudeville theater. Sean, what do you got, kid? Show me your act.
Well,
I could show you my Sodomite Suppression Act.
Right.
Where are my tap shoes?
The Aristocrats.
Yeah.
This is the actual document.
All right.
A. The abominable crime against nature known as buggery.
Buggery.
Called also sodomy.
Okay.
Is a monstrous evil that Almighty God, giver of freedom and liberty,
yes,
commands us to suppress on pain of our utter destruction, even as he overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
It's legal filing.
Oh, my God. Hey, he sounds like he's reading off D&D shit, doesn't he?
Right.
I'm sorry. I know. I don't mean to disparage any Dungeons and Dragons guys. Sorry.
B.
Yes.
Seeing that it is better that offenders should die rather than that all of us should be killed by God's just wrath against us for the folly of tolerating wickedness in our midst, the people of California wisely command,
yes,
in the fear of God,
wow,
that any person who willingly touches another person of the same gender for purposes of sexual gratification be put to death by bullets to the head or by any other convenient method.
Bullets to the head? I mean, if you got a guy that's good at it, one bullet. Singular.
Or any other convenient method.
Oh, okay. So it could be a bullet to the head or what? A pillow to the face?
Whatever. Whatever you got on hand.
Boy, I think there's never been a ballot initiative with more commas. I was listening to you read that thing, and I'm like, oh, my God.
That's one sentence, that whole part B.
Oh, my God. I think if you write shitty sentences like that, you should get a bullet to the head. How do you like that, stupid?
This guy wants to pull gay people out and shoot them in the head.
Oh, he's a total asshole.
I mean,
he's dumb.
C. No person shall distribute, perform, or transmit sodomistic propaganda directly or indirectly by any means to any person under the age of majority.
What does that mean? Majority, 18 or something, or what?
Well, that's already illegal, right?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to show porn to kids. Well, you have to define propaganda, though.
There's nothing worse than an indirect transmission of
sodomistic
literature. I hate it.
I was indirectly transmitted.
Listen, you homo-Nazi, quit sending me dirty shit.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm reading on. Sodomistic propaganda... defined as anything aimed at creating an interest in or an acceptance of human sexual relations other than between a man and a woman.
Listen, this shit proves what we always say on this show. If you're so concerned about what gay people do and gay sex, then maybe, just maybe, this person's like gay or something. And he's, I don't know, freaked out by it for some reason. I mean, listen to the detail in this.
Are you suggesting that maybe during part C there might have been some a little bit of self-love going on?
Well, listen. If I'm going to write a bill about this, a ballot initiative, I should know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to go see if I can hook up with a couple of homo Nazis.
Get a little gay porn going in the background and write some legislation.
I'm not going to not do research. What am I, an asshole?
For the sodomistic propaganda, other than between a man and a woman, every offender shall be fined $1 million per occurrence and or imprisoned up to 10 years and or, you notice.
Right.
and or expelled from the boundaries of the state of California for up to life. You shall be banished from California.
Oh, my God. Wait. They can't start. What, are they going to banish everybody in West Hollywood? Come on.
No. There won't be any costumers left.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
Wait. Are you continuing on?
Oh, shit, man. There's four more.
Oh, my. This is the best.
It's only
thing
one
ever.
Page. D. No person shall serve in any public office, nor serve in public employment, nor enjoy any public benefit who is a sodomite.
Okay.
Or who espouses sodomistic propaganda, or who belongs to any group that does.
What do you got on the agenda today? I'm going to go espouse some stuff. Maybe some homosexual propaganda.
And then they make sure he's going to make it totally legal by saying, we're saying this is legal. E. This law is effective immediately and shall not be rendered ineffective nor invalidated by any court.
Jeez, where'd this guy get his law degree?
State or
federal. Yeah.
Until heard by a quorum of the Supreme Court of California, consisting only of judges who are neither sodomites nor subject to disqualification here under. And then he goes on to list. Basically, if you've ever voted for anything like gay rights, you're immediately disqualified.
Oh, absolutely.
To be able to vote.
Is he saying the people that vote for this law are every time there's an instance of someone busted for sucking a little cock and they have to pay up $1 million?
And or be imprisoned and or expelled.
Right.
So you can be fined, imprisoned, and expelled.
Fined, imprisoned, and expelled.
I guess if you're particularly sodomistically propagandistic.
You know, I love when stupid people use gigantic words, and that's what's going on here, I'm afraid.
This law shall be known as the Sodomite Suppression Act and be numbered as Section 39 in Title 3 of the Penal Code, pertaining to offenses against the sovereignty of the state. The text. Go ahead.
That's his favorite part of the law.
Penal. The text shall be prominently posted in every public school classroom.
Oh, how nice. All of that?
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody memorize it. A, the abominable crime against nature known as buggery, called also sodomy.
We were going to learn the Gettysburg Address, kids, but instead, we've got this fucking, what kind of, you know the size of the plaque it would take?
It's a good plan. It's a GOP job creator.
Yeah.
All the typesetters and the maintenance on these signs.
I didn't think about that. Oh, they're outsourcing that. Shut the fuck up, please.
It's going to come from India.
Oh, yeah.
All laws in conflict with this law are to that extent invalid. So anything, this law is fully binding. Nobody can challenge it. No court can challenge it except the Supreme Court of California. And only then, only Supreme Court justices who hate gay people are allowed to vote on it.
God damn, I know. Hey, we had an offense. We need to round up a whole gaggle of non-dick-sucking judges, guys.
Neener.
God.
This guy's allegedly an attorney? Did I read this correctly?
Well, I have, I got a couple of attorney friends. They're not necessarily rocket scientists. Yeah.
It's better that non-gay Californians kill the gays rather than suffer God's punishment.
Good point.
He will have to get 365,000 California residents to sign up for the Sodomite Suppression Act.
How many?
365,000.
Oh, shit. That's a lot. That's a lot of signatures.
That's a lot of signatures.
He might not be successful. By the way, speaking of people coming to your door and asking you to sign shit and to buy stuff, did I talk about this yesterday or not? Listen, if you're a young white male honor student from the South and you need, like, me to buy a magazine for your charity or whatever, or whatever cause.
Oh, are they doing that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to give you money. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to
do
it.
Well, that's a scam, too, isn't it? Isn't that, that kid might be chained up in a box somewhere at night sucking cock.
Oh, right. Oh, that's, I should have asked him.
Right. Did you look for stains on his lips?
Yeah. But I mean, you know.
Did he offer you a year of Field and Stream and a rim job?
Yeah, he did. And I told him no. He was like, it's $60 for a year. And
for
I'm
what?
Like, I said, no one here. I just said, listen, nobody here has any money for that. And honestly, no one wants to pay for that. He's like, well, you can actually, then you can get a book and have it donated to fucking some kind of library, and you can only pay $30 for that book. Then you don't even get it.
He's going to get the shit beat out of him tonight because you wouldn't buy that.
Oh, I said, absolutely not. I said, thank you very much. But listen, anyway, straight white males, I'm not helping you in the South. I'm so sorry. I'm helping minorities and gay people down here. They need it. You're fine. Your ticket is punched, my friend. Honestly, I don't give a shit. I'm not helping young white males down here. Honor student.
So maybe
you're fine.
So I wonder if this guy will be out on the street trying to get signatures.
Right.
The sodomite suppression act.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He paid $200 to file this.
Listen, I think they gave him a bargain. I mean, does somebody have to read that? Does someone have to fucking read that?
There's a stamp on it, sure.
Oh, my God. When the guy, whoever the stamper is reading through this fucking document, is the guy standing there? Because I would just be laughing in the dude's face. I would be like, did you really write this?
I think you
are
you
shitting
file.
Me? I'd be like, oh, my God, you got to see Section C. Come here.
Like,
this
no,
is
no,
hilarious,
no.
guys.
Here. I'm going to pay the $200 for you.
Yeah. This one's on me. Yeah. Oh, this is rich.
Wonkette, again, did some research, and they're saying that this guy is likely the same person that in 2004 was trying to get the Bible into public schools.
Wait, this is the same guy?
They're saying, yeah, they think it's the same Matt McLaughlin.
Oh, God.
That Huntington Beach attorney.
Oh, what a dick.
This is from 2004 in the LA Times. A Huntington Beach attorney who credits the Bible with helping him become an honor student is pushing for a state ballot measure to put the scriptures in the hands of public students as a literary text.
Okay.
Even if you don't believe its teachings, he says, you'll agree that it includes rich usage of the English language.
Oh, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, you stupid
Especially
asshole.
Especially that part where you, if you rape a girl, it's okay if you marry her right then and there afterwards. And
No. You're missing Simpleton McGee's fucking point. The point is, don't worry about the message. It's the sentence structure and how it's put together. It's a
beautiful literary masterpiece.
Right. That part where you're supposed to throw rocks at your wife because she doesn't want to sleep with you. Oh, my God. Yeah. The use of simile there. It's amazing.
Isn't there like a couple hundred pages that are so-and-so begat so-and-so, who then begat so-and-so.
Use of the semicolon.
It's a great use of begats.
Oh, yeah. Diagram these two pages. It's one sentence. It tells where everybody popped out from. It's a fascinating read.
Some people, it never made it, obviously, and some people said that it could have cost the state upwards of $200 million. In legal fees, had that. Had they tried to do that?
I mean, how's it policed? I'm just like.
Which one?
I'm going back to the, if you get caught giving a hand job.
Right. The Sodomite Suppression Act?
Yes. How is it policed?
Obviously they're going to put sensors on people's assholes.
Oh, that's interesting. I would think they would just use like the old like speeding ticket method. You know what I mean? Just like hide cops in bushes looking for people hooking up with other people.
Oh, I thought you were... You're right.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
They do that now.
Yes.
Except they're participating.
Yeah, instead of a speed trap, there's like one of those, like... It's a sting op... That glory hole is a total sting operation.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could take a break here, maybe. It's a little... it's 5 minutes past the hour-ish on the western coast here. A little after 3.05 p.m. 3.06 is 7-ish by the time the delay goes out.
Perfect.
We could take a wee break.
A wee break.
Literally. I've been drinking a lot of coffee today, so we're going to take a little break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a couple of moments here. Drunken Thai Town, does that sound familiar?
Oh, I love that. That's by Dominic Rios.
Dominic Rios. We're going to fire up that puppy for y'all. We'll be back.
Dominic Rios rocks on Facebook.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away. Back in uno momento. Well, tres minutos. Hey.
The clock on the wall reads 1:35. I'm drunk again, and I'm in my favorite dive. With a bartender, she is my friend. Drunk in Thai Town once again. My friends, we're always drinking there. No matter how fucked up I get, they never care. I'll never learn how to say when. Drunk in Thai Town once again. You're gonna be
ladies and germs, here on a Tuesday from Los Angeles, California, and Gulf Breeze, Florida at the same time, here Hola. On Crab Diving Live, swinging at you from, we're live right now. You might be listening to us as a podcast, which you can get at crabdiving.com. You can also get on Stitcher and on iTunes. We're all over the place. Spread the crabs, love the crabs, share the crabs.
We want to blow up Iran like totally, guys.
Right. Come on, who's with me?
Yeah.
Come on, everybody, let's go. Ha
Got it. It's like we're both dealing with our own idiot fundamentalists, the U.S. and Israel.
Oh, sure. Yeah, everywhere. Didn't we talk about last week, if you go to crabdiving.com, you can download the past episodes of the show. About, and even in Amsterdam, they're having some problems, right? Over in the Netherlands.
Oh, my God. Don't ruin the Netherlands.
Some of the right-wing nutties who want to possibly get rid of the weed.
Listen, it's not that you want to keep Amsterdam. It's not the fact that you care so much about the prostitution and the seediness necessarily. It's just one of the rare places on this planet that hasn't been turned into a fucking sandbox. That's all. You did it to Vegas. Don't do it to Amsterdam.
Right. Not everybody either has kids, or if they do, they don't want to take their fucking kids everywhere.
Yeah.
It's got to be some adult places.
Right, right. Sorry, I mean, it's fun, right? We went to Amsterdam. It's kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's fun to stare at those ladies in the windows. I mean, it's fascinating.
Yeah, once you get past the creep factor.
Yeah. It's fascinating. I mean, it's so weird.
And then it was fun. Do you remember that when we stopped to have lunch at that one place, and it was right across from a couple of ladies?
Yes.
And the most fascinating thing was sitting there watching the guys that were, like, thinking about using their services.
Yeah, yeah. I saw one guy go in one of those places with a fucking backpack on, which, I don't know, man. If I'm one of those ladies, I'm like, listen, wacko, you can leave the backpack outside the door. I don't know what's in there.
A lot of times the guy would, like, lurk. He would hang around. He would look around to see if anybody's watching, you know.
It's hilarious. And, I mean, it's sort of like you're watching a guy stare at a gigantic fish tank, and he starts, and sometimes they negotiate through the window.
And he decides to fuck the fish.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to negotiate with a guppy. Don't tap on the glass.
Yeah, I think they are. It's like they're sitting there in the window.
Right.
And we've talked about the obvious differences in the shifts. Let's put it that way.
The Wednesday morning breakfast buffet crowd. Yes.
It's a slightly different crowd than the Saturday night primetime ladies.
Sometimes they put the AAA squad out there for a couple of games.
One. She had to be 60. And I'm not joking. I was like, for the older crowd, not that there's anything wrong with them.
But people like that.
She was probably 30 and just looked 60.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been hooking for.
I've been in this window a long time.
It was amazing, and then the coffee shops, quote, where the weed is the only place you can get the weed. But then it's okay to smoke it. Remember, it's okay to smoke it in the park.
Yeah, I just thought of this. I mean, if you're one of those hookers that hangs out the windows, you must spend your main expenses has to be like condoms and Windex.
Oh, gross.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't mean anything gross about the Windex. I mean,
it could be multi-purpose, though.
Huh?
It could be multi-purpose.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, there's always bugs running into your window, and it just gets dirty.
You got to find the right mix that you can use to spray the windows with and as a douche.
What's it like? Yeah, yeah. I you haven't lived until you squeegeed off a window in crotchless panties.
We gotta go back to Amsterdam. We'll have to do a Kickstarter, send the crabs to Amsterdam.
Fuck it, we gotta make some money.
Well, true, we'll send ourselves to Amsterdam.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Not too far away from you in the sovereign state of Georgia.
Fuck you.
They were set to launch a woman to the afterlife last night.
Yes.
Kelly Renee Gissendonner, G-I-S-S-E-N-D-A-N-E-R.
Gissendonner.
Her death by lethal injection for the second time has been postponed. She was scheduled to die at 7 p.m. last night, Eastern time. But, quote, prior to the execution, the drugs were sent to an independent lab for testing of potency. The drugs fell within the acceptable testing limits. Within the hours leading up to the scheduled execution, the execution team... what a horrible
God,
job,
we
right?
are fucking animals. Most of the world doesn't do this, by the way. Am I right?
Well, yeah, how more... Because this just takes a little bit longer. This is more civilized than Saudi Arabia chopping somebody's head off?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, we want to blow the fuck up. We want to blow Iran off the map. They do this.
Yeah. The execution team performed the necessary checks. At that time, the drugs appeared cloudy.
Oh.
The Department of Corrections immediately consulted with a pharmacist, and in an abundance of caution, inmate Gissendonner's execution has been postponed. They didn't want to give her any shitty killing drugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. It's odd. I mean, it's just an odd... So many mixed messages there. We're going to put you to death, but we've got a few ground rules. I mean, it's very strange.
Originally scheduled to die Wednesday, but it was called off because of bad weather.
What?
There's been a surge online. There was a... There's a... I think it's change.org, you know, or that kind of petition out there already has, by this morning, had over 80,000 signatures saying to spare her life. Right. Mother of three has turned her life around in prison, earned a theology degree. They say she's become a powerful voice for good. She was convicted in 1997 of orchestrating her husband's death. Apparently, she found the Lord. The petition states, while incarcerated, she's been a pastoral presence to many, teaching, preaching, and living a life of purpose.
Hmm.
She's an extraordinary example of the rehabilitation that the corrections system aims to produce. Killing her is not going to bring anything back. It's not going to undo what's been done. Georgia's High Court or the Board of Pardons, however, not seeing her turnaround as good enough, because, you know, there's a good killing to be had.
Yeah. Unless it rains, apparently. Did you say it was postponed due to weather?
Yeah. You know, that massive snowstorm, apparently they couldn't.
But what?
I don't know.
I mean, that's weird.
Maybe the entire execution team couldn't make it into work.
God, it's like, I hope it rains tomorrow. Otherwise, they're hanging my ass.
5-2 decision on Monday from the Supreme Court denying the request for a stay. The State Board of Pardons and Paroles Monday night said its decision last week stays. So unless something, you know, goes wrong again, I guess they're going to have to try to mix up some new drugs, make sure they stay clear, and jabber to heaven.
God, I mean, listen, I think give Cosby a call. I mean, you know, I don't know if he still does that, but, you know, he knows his way around pharmaceuticals, apparently.
She said, I guess she and, was it her boyfriend? Yeah, she had a boyfriend. She and her boyfriend planned for months to kill him.
What an asshole.
She dropped off her boyfriend at her house, gave him a nightstick and a hunting knife, and went out dancing with her girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
Owen ordered the victim into the woods, took his watch and wallet, make it look like a robbery, hit him in the head with a nightstick, and stabbed him in the neck 8 to 10 times.
My God.
Kelly arrived at the house just as the murder took place. She did later check to make sure he was dead. Then Her boyfriend followed her into the car to retrieve a can of kerosene. So I guess they tried to burn the body and everything. But
Jesus.
Through a story of series of interviews, her the all the stories began to fall apart. And she was convicted.
Oh, and, my God.
Later, I guess, confessed, you know, that she did that. Yeah. So. But some, you know, and the way it takes, the ridiculous process we have, it takes 25, 30 years to kill somebody, which it should be. I mean, you should be able to exhaust every tiny little thing right. you can legally, because it's a barbaric practice. This just we just need to get rid of this bullshit.
Yeah, and it's not, I don't know. Do you think it's not about, like, punishing the person? It's about that we should be better than that, I feel like.
Right, and it's not a deterrent. It's been proven over and over. It's not a deterrent. Nobody is picking up a gun to shoot some motherfucker they're pissed at and thinks, I shouldn't do this because I might get a lethal injection in 27 years. That doesn't happen.
It's these Old Testament idiot right-wing nut jobs. That's what this is.
Oh, vengeance. Yeah, vengeance.
A pound of flesh, you asshole.
We should hang the body in the public square.
Right.
Like that woman wants to hang the members of Congress who bailed on Bibi. That idiot yesterday.
God.
Hang him.
Yeah, why not?
So that's what's been going on with Georgia.
No good.
The delayed execution, the delayed barbarism.
Any positive stories about the South? And I don't have any.
Let me look around.
Yeah, yeah. Let me find some.
Let me try to find one or two.
Oh, my God.
I hear it's not snowing anymore.
Oh, yes. Oh, global warming. It's real.
The headline of the Drudge Report we never got to. I have a feeling it might be BB related. Oh, right. Nope, it's not. The headline is Target to lay off thousands. I wonder if they're blaming Obamacare.
Oh, yes.
Why else would it be on the Drudge?
Yeah.
It leads to a CNBC story.
Who the fuck watches that network anyway?
Target's chief executive, Brian Cornell, said today that the retailer will cut several thousand jobs within the next 2 years as part of a $2 billion cost-saving plan.
Oh, great. Jeez.
They expect digital sales to increase 40%, same-store sales between 1.5 and 2.5.
God, how much are they? Is Target, are they losing money or something? Are they in trouble?
No. For 2016, Target expects earnings per share to increase 10%. And a 5 to 10% dividend growth rate.
Hire more people.
Last week, they reported earnings of $1.50 per share on revenue of $21.75 billion, beating Wall Street's expectations.
Oh, shit, man. Is that profit?
They're profiting. Yeah.
My God, revenue that's a lot of money, man.
We're seeing early momentum in our efforts to transform Target, and our team is entering the new fiscal year with singular focus on continuing to differentiate our merchandise assortment and shopping experience while controlling costs and reducing complexity and simplifying the way we work.
Charge me 25 cents more for a shitty shirt, okay? Don't cut people's jobs. It's horrendous. This is ridiculous.
They are apparently zeroing in on 7 grocery categories, including yogurt and beer, to attract younger shoppers.
Oh. God damn it, man. I am so not going to Target until they get more fucking Yoplait.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Yogurt and beer, those two things.
And also I saw today in Capitalism, I don't have the story open, but I read it earlier, the... In the capacity of my survival job, the Tinder.
Oh yes.
The Do You Want to Fuck Me or Not program on mobile devices?
Swipe left.
Left is good, right is bad? Or is it the other
way? Swipe right. I don't know. I wonder. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if you can swipe both ways at the same time.
Only if gay marriage passes.
Right.
But Tinder, you know, has decided to offer a... You got a subscription. You got to pay.
Okay.
They're going to apparently limit the number of swipes you get. But get this. Membership here in the United States of America is like $9.95 a month or something like that.
For what?
For Tinder.
Oh, that's what they're going to charge?
If you're under 30. If you're over 30,
yes,
it goes up to $19.95.
Oh shit! They got a genius in charge of this fucking. Oh,
they do. People are screaming all over the internet, but they are fucking geniuses because.
Hey, listen. As a guy over 40, barely over 40, fuck off, Tinder. You suck. what a bunch of assholes. Ages.
But they're brilliant.
It's so brilliant. It's so fucking smart.
More desperate, more desperate, more desperate, more desperate.
Oh my god! Could you imagine? It's like, oh shit. Well, wait. Don't now. It doesn't Tinder take information off social media. Just can't
I think
people
Facebook,
just
right?
commit fraud and make themselves like born in 2001 or something?
Well, I guess you have to sign up for a whole new identity on Facebook and stuff.
Oh yes. My Tinder identity is different from the one. My Tinder identity lets me.
It's my secret Tinder. I'm saving $10 a month. Forever 29.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny. That's a product. Dude, that is a product you sell. It's called Forever 29. It's an app you put on your iPhone that goes through all your other social media, your Pinterest, your Twitter. Follow Crab Diving on all those, by the way. And it changes all your profiles to 29.
And it does a Nancy Grace on any picture of you.
Oh, of course. Of course it does. It's that filter.
It's 6 thick inches of Vaseline on the lens.
Right.
Did you see this? What's going on with this this email bullshit with Hillary?
Yes.
That they're leaping upon on the right. I was surprised, actually, that wasn't the headline over
on
the
Drudge
Report.
Yeah, me too.
But now, you know, it's in dispute. There was a New York Times report, and we know how much the New York Times loves liberals.
Right.
That said that Hillary Clinton, Killary, as one of the right-wing nut jobs on our page likes to call her, because of, you know why?
Abortion!
Close.
Benghazi.
Ding, 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 ding.
Never, never not guess Benghazi first.
They're saying that she may have violated federal law when she used a private email address for official government communications while she was Secretary of State.
Listen, it's not like she got a blowjob in the Oval Office.
which wasn't illegal, by the way.
No, perfectly legal. Maybe not the best thing to do at work.
The
maybe
perjury to Congress about it was the illegal part.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Hey, it's Bill. What are you going to do?
The Times said that Clinton did not have a government email address during her 4-year tenure, that her... They're saying her aides took no actions to have her personal emails preserved on department servers at the time, as required by the Federal Records Act.
Right. What did she have, a Yahoo?
AOL, probably, yeah. But the Daily Beast and Media Matters have been doing some... investigating.
No shit, guys.
And they're saying that State Department told Daily Beast, somebody from the State Department said that in October 2014, personal email should generally not be used for government business, but if it is, that the communications must be forwarded to a government account in order for it to be appropriately preserved. Right. That order came in 2014. Clinton left the department in 2013.
No, okay.
So if these new regulations went into effect after she left, what rule are they saying did she violate? And why did the Times leave this little detail out?
Right, right. I mean, they're not, I was about to say, you know, what are they, the New York Times? But wait, they are. They're the New York Times.
President Obama amended the Presidential and Federal Records Act in November of 2014.
God, he is a multitasker. When do you have a chance to do that shit?
He's a busy dude, man.
I mean, how do you even know that that's what you have to do?
He's got, in between, praying to Mecca three times a day.
Oh, right. That's true. He's also gay.
Smoking weed and smoking bone.
Oh, sure. Now he's got him in this fucking thing. He's busy.
So they're saying Clinton's email account was hosted on a personalized domain, ClintonEmail.com.
Okay. Who gives a shit?
And former Secretary of State Colin Powell also used a personal email account to conduct some official business.
Yes.
Current Secretary of State John Kerry is now the first department chief to primarily use his government account.
Oh, okay.
So this is a non-scandal.
Who gives a fuck, right? I mean, that to me, I'm like, who cares? Did they have a password? When they open their Outlook, did they have to type a password in or anything? Then, yeah, it's fucking fine.
But they want it preserved, because if she's emailing on the government dime, we should be able to sniff around that shit.
Oh, I see. My mistake. You know what? I watched this story today on MSNBC, but it was on mute, so I missed, you know.
Trying to work on your lip reading.
Well, I decided to watch on mute. I'm watching this. I'm like, God, Hillary Clinton really pissed the right off again. I'm like, I was sitting there. I was like, I wonder if this is Benghazi shit, you know? And then they started putting, you know, some graphics below her name in the email. And I was like, I was so disappointed. I was hoping it was Benghazi shit.
Dude, Michael Schmidt, the author of the Times story, said early today,
hey, I fucked up.
He thinks she did violate the existing department regulations at the time. Right. Explicit regulations were in place when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State that said they had to be retaining her emails on government servers in an active sense.
Good Lord. Who would know this anyway?
The argument that Hillary Clinton's side makes is, well, she was sending a lot of emails to the State Department, so they were being caught. She was forwarding shit.
Oh, she was forwarding stuff. Like what? Like those cat videos?
Probably, yeah.
Memes?
Some little kid in Honduras is going to die if you don't forward this.
God. You know, you and I, we have a mutual friend. And you know those, I don't know why I'm bringing this up. You know those chain letters you can forward each other?
God,
and it's like, if you don't forward this to 18 people, you're going to burn in hell.
Yeah, your anus is going to explode.
God, we used to get those from a mutual friend of ours. We used to make fun of him. I forget who the fuck it was. Who was that?
You don't know?
No, I can't remember.
Tony.
Oh shit. Hey, Tony, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, buddy. No offense. I just thought they were, you know.
I would confront him on that shit and be like, I don't know. What the fuck? I just forwarded on.
Don't send me that shit, man. Don't play into that. Just delete them. Nothing's going to happen to you. Nothing's going to happen to anybody. God.
So we'll see. I'm sure on Fox News, it's 24/7 right. Hillary email gate right now.
Oh, yes.
And I'm sure I haven't checked our Facebook page in a little while. I'm sure Randy's already on there talking about your girl, Hillary.
Yeah. My most favorite thing that Randy said today on our Facebook page.
He's
Facebook,
our resident right wing nut job troll, by the way. Yeah.
.com/crabdiving. What did he say? He said something about you put a story up about Israel. It was actually a picture of a newspaper headline.
Yes.
What? I forget the headline. What it?
Somebody bought a full page ad. I want to say in the New York Times or the New York something. That New York Times says, "No, Mr. Netanyahu, you do not speak for American Jews, and the American people do not want a war with Iran." It was a put out. You know, it's a full page ad that was put out.
Do you remember Randy's comment? Did you?
It's right in front of me. You will when their nukes start raining on your head.
Oh, I don't know why that struck me as funny, but God, that's hilarious.
And some guy says, Randy, you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
And then Randy goes, exactly the kind of response I'd expect from an ignorant liberal. Bet money you're not a veteran either. And then some guy throws down and says, I'll bet money you're a coward. Right. Join the fun on our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I told him to fuck off on some comment recently.
It's, just it's really... there was.
I made a point to sign in under my personal Facebook page to tell this guy to eat a bag of dicks the other day because, goddammit, I wanted it on record. But that's how I feel about him.
I put up a meme also that said 54% of Republicans think President Obama is a secret Muslim.
Secret.
Which is from that PPP poll that we had not that long ago.
I'm down with PPP.
That idiot responded, hell, the majority of liberals believe he is too. What's their problem?
I don't know.
I was like, no, they don't.
No, they don't. The majority. I don't believe that. That guy's just stupid. Oh, he's so dumb.
And then I don't even remember what the Hillary one was, but it was like his response proved our point. And then when I said, your response just proved our point, he was like, oh, yeah, well,
right,
Obama. That's the extent of his arguments. And then he says, you're so delusional, you can't even see when it's in front of you.
I don't... Do you think he listens to the show? I wish he would call in. I mean, please.
Oh, I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, come on. You know what?
It would be too
It'll
frustrating,
be
yeah.
You Obama... Obama faggots.
Yeah. That's what it'll be. It's more fun just to read his drivel.
Yeah.
He's not that interesting.
And plus, you know, he might take his time on those comments. He might not even be able to put two words together speaking.
Yeah, some of those...
Hey, my name's Randy.
Right. You can tell. Some of those comments he leaves, I look at that and I'm like, oh, shit. I just see, like, someone sweating concentration. I mean, someone labored over this fucking sentence.
Oh, yeah. And how do you...
stupidity.
How do you transfer it from crayon to keyboard?
yeah.
And he really does have... He's the ultimate poster child of that Obama derangement syndrome, because we could post... It started raining here in Los Angeles today, and he would be like, oh, yeah, that's because O'Dummer is trying to push climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is Obama. So we posted about congratulations to Nebraska, by the way, joining the rest of the adults and tossing the same-sex marriage ban. So even while, you know, this Supreme Court decision is looming, some of these state decisions are still dropping.
Nebraska
now.
Horrible
legal
state.
I'm sure they're going to scramble.
Oh, it's so gross, though.
The whole
state smells like shit. Goose shit.
It really does.
And you can't even go there.
I can now. I believe the statute of limitations has expired on my moving violation.
You shouldn't be driving that fast anyway. This is my opinion.
It smelled really bad. Joe State Trooper hard-ass dickwad did not see the humor in that.
Oh, no.
When I pointed that out to him.
Yeah.
So a judge ruled the Nebraska same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional.
Hey, man, when you get pulled over in Nebraska, I bet it helps that you're white.
And, oh, sure, thank God. I mean,
thank God.
Shit, man. Especially when I tell them their state smells like cow shit.
Oh, no, no, goose shit. Don't tell him that.
I said cow shit.
Wait a second. You actually, after this dude pulled you over, you told him his state.
I was trying to make a joke.
Oh, God.
Didn't go well.
Whoa. I mean, I think you're a brilliant joke writer. And I think you what you did right there was you forgot your audience. You fucked up.
Well, I had never been pulled over in buttfuck Nebraska before. I should have known by the fact that there were three stations on the radio, Jesus, and Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
So that idiot, Randy, the first comment on judge rules Nebraska same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional.
Okay.
Now Nebraska needs to do exactly what the infantile egomaniac in the White House is doing. Ignore the judge, especially since they're in the right and he's in the wrong.
Oh, my God. You know what we should do? We should do like a puppet show and just have a sock puppet say all his stupid lines. I think that would be hilarious.
Well, it would have to be a sock puppet that looks like a rear end and the asshole moves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll make an amazing puppet for him. Don't worry. I'll get my mom to do it.
Got to be the talking asshole.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, join in the fun. Say hello to Randy on our Facebook page. There's also the story of, did you see the rare moment of clarity from that Cardinal Dolan?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Just a fuckwad, really. One of these Catholic ninnies. One of the more unpleasant ones. And you know how everybody got all pissed off at the Muslim in chief?
Yes.
When at that national prayer breakfast, he reminded Christians not to get on their high horse. Mentioned the Crusades and everything, you know.
Oh, my God. They're so sensitive, the Christians.
They are ixnay on the Crusades cray.
Talk about, no. Let's be real. Talk about having to walk on eggshells. Well, like you're walking on eggshells. It's so true. You can't offend their fucking sensitivities.
Oh, right.
Jesus Christ. Relax, okay? Don't be such hard asses.
It's like dating Courtney Love.
What do you mean? Never bring up Nirvana?
Anything. that everything is drama and talk about eggshells.
Yeah.
So he was talking on CNN to Chris Cuomo.
This is CNN.
And I don't know. I put on Facebook, everybody check your pockets, because the Cardinal Dolan said something sensible. So there's something going on, some distraction.
Uh-oh.
These extremists do not represent genuine Islamic thought.
Spit take.
Even the majority of temperate, peace-loving Muslims would say, I'm afraid they have a particular strand of erroneous Islam.
Wow.
But I do think they are distorting it, he says. You know the parallel I've drawn, and enough people have been kind enough to tell me they think the analogy is accurate. Remember 30 to 35 years ago with the IRA in Ireland?
Whoa.
The IRA claimed to be Catholic, and they were baptized. They had Catholic identity. What they were doing was a perversion of everything the church stood for. The analogy, I think, is somewhat accurate. These are not pure. These are not real Muslims.
Wow.
What?
spit take. That's like a double spit take.
So, I don't know. I mean, now, still, when he'll talk about Obamacare, he'll be the one saying they're trying to make us kill babies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So let's not for any stretch of the imagination or for any moment think that these guys, that Cardinal Dolan has lurched into the 18th century.
Yeah, but don't you think when you get any kind of priest or preacher, you know, any kind of Catholic type, a little drunk, they kind of say this shit. mean, are we sure he wasn't wasted?
He was doing CNN?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little nervous to be on with Chris Cuomo. And
that's crazy.
Hot toddy, a little flask.
Oh, yeah.
Mixed with boy jizz. That was inappropriate. I apologize.
No. Follow us on Crab Diving. Crab Diving. Crabdiving.com. At Vile Experience.
A kid cum cocktail.
I'm looking around for the cymbal and the drum.
Yeah, we'll be here all the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
We are here every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Coast. You know what? We got a whole bunch of great programming here on the Crab Diving Network for your ear holes, 24/7 streaming. crabdiving.com/live. You can listen to the stream, and then you can also listen to every episode that's played here as podcast. Go to crabdiving.com. There's the Cantilinguists. There's the Daily Upper Decker.
There's the Hollywood Hick.
The Hollywood Hick, which will not be a brand new one tonight for those of you that are holding your breath, baited, waiting for who Brent Paris is going to break the fuck up with. There's a slight delay bringing us to the next episode tonight. Brett will be, I believe, bringing us a new episode maybe tomorrow or the day after. So,
are we allowed to read his the message he sent us? Or no? We probably should.
Probably without.
It's kind of funny though, right?
He's a little under the weather, apparently.
He's sick. He wouldn't mind us saying it. He thinks that because he's laying off the booze, he's getting sick.
Yeah, I don't think he'd care about that. go to crabdiving.com. Listen to all the past episodes of the Hollywood Hick. It's funny as fuck. Right. Don't forget Morning Wood in the mornings here, 8 to 10 a.m.
He said he's going to start regularly recording in his car.
Oh, my God.
I haven't heard it yet. Is it funny?
This morning, it's into the Morning Wood is in transition as his schedule shakes out with
schedule.
His possible new job and whatever existential crisis he's having at the moment.
Oh, yes.
But now the live hour, I think, may also be taped, but it's going to be... I mean, this morning he just had his fucking recorder going in his car while it was raining. It was that day a few days ago when it was a monsoon here. And he's yelling and screaming. It was, I thought it was pretty fucking funny.
You know, you know what I love about Rick? Nothing pisses him off more than stupid people that he has to deal with. God. Oh, it's the best.
And how can he deal with life? He needs to be up on a mountain somewhere.
I know. Oh, God.
I mean, obviously, if you listen to the show.
Right, right.
There's lots of people, stupid people out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Killery. Now they're disputing this alleged bombshell New York Times report. So, and it's even, it's not the big headline on Drudge anymore, which means even they're backing off it a little bit.
Right.
Don't you think? And that, and the Cardinal Dolan bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, that is... That tells you just like how fucked up the Catholic Church is. I mean, that was a positive story about them, and your first inclination is to think, "Hey, what do they have up their sleeve?
What's going on? What heinous shit is he going to drop after this?"
That's what it means to be Catholic. Really, the church does something nice. You're just like, "What are you doing here? What do you got up your sleeve?"
All right. I do have a clip, actually, which I didn't think I had any more clips, but I do have one more clip. This is, we've played this ninny before, Sandy Rios from the American Family Association.
God damn it.
She's a contemporary of Brian Fisher.
Oh.
she's got a radio program on their network.
Oh, God. Just
Just like the Crab Diving Network. They have a network, too.
We're more, I mean, you know, at the very least, I mean, God, we're more entertaining, aren't we? I mean, we're funny. We're not like these guys.
Here. So, on her radio show, she was talking about this, you remember this outbreak of this enterovirus that the kids have been getting?
Right.
Here, you just got to listen to. Here is Sandy Rios.
Hello,
American
Sandy.
Family Association, Ninny, on her radio
Ninny.
Show, giving her scientific opinion of this enterovirus and why it's on our soil.
There's 100 plus children who are now paralyzed in some form or fashion because of this enterovirus. But of course, the common thread is that this all happened in summer and fall of last year. It happened in summer and fall of last year. Now look, I can't say that this came from the border crossing of tens of thousands of illegal aliens across the border in summer and fall.
Now, I can't say that it's from all these border crossings. You notice that?
Right. I don't... My God, you xenophobic little asshole.
It's the right wing spin. I'm not saying, I can't say. I'm just asking the question.
The Mexicans are diseased.
Oh, yeah, Liz, here we go.
They came across in the summer, and as soon as the doors opened in the fall, their children were in our public schools. But I am saying this. No one is talking about that.
No one is talking about that. Because it's not true.
And it's stupid. You're incredibly stupid. That's right. All. I feel bad for this person.
And according to her, all these hundreds of thousands of little brown disease carriers, nobody even looked at them. They just, they snatched them right from the border and tossed them into a public school.
hey, put another Mexican in the t-shirt cannon, guys.
Right. Sign them up for the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
Get them a voter card.
Oh, my. I love it. More Dems to vote.
No one is tracking that, and they should be.
No one is tracking it because it's ridiculous.
Are we not toe-tagging these kids? Are we not putting a tag in their ear as you would a cow?
Right. Every fucking spy TV show out there, somebody gets some kind of a tracker blown into their neck or something, or under their embedded in their arm. Why can't they do it to these little brown kids?
Can't you see Fox putting on some, like, action drama, and instead of CTU, it's, like, Mexican Tracker Central or something?
Right.
It's like some drama that has to do with immigration every week.
I understand somebody's washing some dishes down to the cafe.
Yeah.
We got one.
I'm also saying that many of you find this shocking when I say this, and I don't care about that.
Did you hear that? Many of you find this shocking, and I don't care. This is the other tactic that they've been using recently.
Yeah.
Like Giuliani, that anal wart.
Oh, he's such an asshole.
What, before he spewed forth his crap about America Obama not loving America, he was like, "No, I know this is horrible. I know this is horrible. What I'm about to say is horrible, but Obama doesn't love America.
You don't love me. You don't love America."
Here's Sandy.
If you listen to me, you know that I'm committed to speaking the truth. And I'm not real concerned about what people think about me. I'm concerned about speaking the truth. If I get something wrong, then I'll be the first to admit it. But I'm telling you that the reports last summer that many of you might not have heard, those of you especially on the left who monitor the show, were that there were so many sick children who came across the border and sick adults as well. Our border agents were coming down with illnesses. And as soon as they came across the border, they were being shuttled to unknown places around the country. We couldn't even find out where they were going.
Where are they sending all these disease-ridden brown children?
I've got the Mexican mumps.
And even, did you notice what she said about even the left-wingers who monitor the show? you know,
oh, yes.
like us.
Yeah, yeah.
The left-wingers that monitor the show haven't heard these reports. Nobody's heard these reports because it's all bullshit.
Right.
It's all bullshit.
Is her idea that the reports originate from her or something? And
apparently, she's the only one who's privy to this knowledge of these Border Patrol agents dropping dead from anthrax or something that the kids are bringing over.
I got kennel cough from this guy right. from Honduras.
And they were quickly...
Oh, you fucking asshole xenophobes.
Oh, God.
It's just...
absorbed.
You know what? Fuck them. I don't like... you Republicans, I hate you. I hate you all. You're just morons. I'm done with all of you.
And
God.
And BB's bullshit today. Just more pandering to stupiditude. It's just... it's annoying as fuck.
I got the flu from a kid from Panama.
But... that music means that our journey into stupiditude today is over.
Oh, yes.
We'll be tearing apart some more morons tomorrow. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget to follow us on all the social media everywhere. Go to crabdiving.com. Over on the left-hand side is a section with all of our buttons. Press each and every one. Also, don't forget to follow us. Download all the podcasts here. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Crabdiving.com is the easiest way to do it. Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer, very funny, Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. Maybe doing some comedy near you, wherever that may be.
I'm going to do it at the Big Easy tonight.
The Big Easy in Pensacola?
Oh, yes.
Tonight, Pensacola, Florida. Brush with greatness, everybody.
Right.
Meet and greet. Shake hands.
All the Krabby fans, please come down. Come down to the show.
With Ryan Pfeiffer tonight. Follow him at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for listening. Crabdiving.com.
Bye-bye. BFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.